Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, we have a very special guest. We have none other than international developer Beth Clifford. She has built custom homes. She's built semiconductor factories. She's built hotels. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you, Victor?
I'm great. Beth, it's not a typical career path. You started out in Silicon Valley in management consulting, from there into developing. Tell us the backstory.
Well, I wanted to do something that I really love. And so I think being on Wall Street and being in Silicon Valley, I developed a skill to solve business problems, very complex business problems, put teams together, and execute and manage projects to the end. And so I decided to take kind of those core skills and focus those on something that I absolutely adore, which is I happen to be one of those crazy ladies that loves to build things.
That's awesome. You know, I got to visit your latest project, Mahogany Bay Village in Belize, last April when on the Investor Summit at Sea. It's spectacular, and I know you've done a lot of work since then. Tell us how that project came together, the genesis of the project, and why it even made sense.
You bet. So in my development career, I look at things in kind of different tranches. And so I've done developments that are fairly small all the way up to what I would call legacy projects. And I was looking for a legacy project, which is absolutely what Mahogany Bay is. At its full completion, it'll be over $250 million. And so that's not something that you get done in a couple of days. And so when we were looking for where do we go put that kind of time, money, and effort into, we were looking for something, number one, that was outside the United States. Number two, to find a destination that was growing, which we were fortunate. We picked, which is now the fastest growing Caribbean market. And so we were looking also something in a relatively high yield area, which is in travel and tourism or hospitality. And so that's when we found Belize. We knew what the asset class was. That's when we were all go.
You know, one of the things, if I look at real estate, you know, for example, if you look at Florida and you plot the distance from a major airport, the further you go from a major airport, property values fall. Now, Ambergris Key is not exactly next to a major airport. Why did you pick that location?
So in Ambergris Key, Belize is obviously a tourism market. And so tourists want to go where the activities are. And Ambergris Key is a large island. It's the same size as Roatan and also of Grand Cayman. And it's right next to the second largest living reef, or the second largest reef and the largest living reef in the world. And so it's all about proximity to that great natural resource, which is a beautiful living reef, and also just all of the sports activities that go along with it, from bone fishing to fly fishing to all of those great activities.
I've been there, and there's not a lot of infrastructure. What were some of the challenges of building what would be a world-class property in a place with so little infrastructure?
Fortunate in that we do have public utilities there, but when we first started out, there wasn't even a paved road in the entire island. I was getting onto the internet at local internet cafes. There wasn't any Wi-Fi or internet available. But all of that's moved forward. Belize has done a great job in building out its infrastructure. We now have full fiber all the way out to the Arcos Ring. Our facility is the only one that has fiber from a hotel room all the way out onto the Arcos Ring, which is the big ring in the Caribbean. So we've got the best internet, same as if you're anywhere else in the world. The local water and utilities are fine on the island. Probably our biggest challenge was there's no building materials. And there's also the labor that's available on the island is very much focused on travel and tourism. And so it's not construction oriented. And so what we decided to do was to rationalize our project. So we actually brought the project to the wood, and we brought the project to the workers, if believe it or not. And so one of Belize's natural resources is wonderful hardwoods and softwoods, all sustainably harvested. And so we build out of those building materials, and we built a factory right next to it, the largest provider of those sustainable woods. And so we kind of took a page from Henry Ford and ended up going with a manufactured type product where we panelize everything, ship it over on barges, as we like to affectionately say, you can't get mail delivered to you in Belize, but you can get a house delivered to you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And, you know, I've actually seen some of these panels getting bolted together on site. And you know, one of the things that struck me, a couple of things struck me. Number one, was just watching you interacting with the people there. I mean, you could see viscerally the kind of respect that they had for you, and that you're investing in them. I remember we were there with Robert Kiyosaki, and you were pointing out to them, well, this is the guy who wrote the Purple Book. You've read the Purple Book. This is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was great, that you're not only just treating them as, you know, hired labor, but you're actually elevating them. I thought that's awesome.
No, and so one of I'm an entrepreneur, basically, and I'm doing what I love, which is build things. But when I went to Belize, I went with a personal goal to create and or ignite 50 new companies. And so we, this year, just started our 22nd company. So we do it through angel financing. We actually look at the local economy and local workers, and we instill in them really the desire for them to grow in their own personal lives, and for those who want to take on and become entrepreneurs on their own and start businesses, then we're there to help them fund it and do angel financing for them.
That's fabulous. Now, also within Mahogany Bay, you've kind of created almost a small marketplace as well with the hotel guests, the guests from the Coastal Living Village as part of your client base. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so we decided to do what's called a new urbanism project, very much off of Seaside and Rosemary Beach and so many different successful models. And so it's really got three pillars. One is the Hilton Curio Resort, which will end up with over 320 hotel rooms. The second is, as you mentioned, the Coastal Living Lifestyle Residences, which are branded after the Time Incorporated Coastal Living product. And then the third is to create a townlet, which is everybody wants to be able to walk and have an urban core. So we now have 19 tenants in our local village. We hope to expand that to over 50 in the next 3 years.
That's awesome. And now, how many of those are kind of brick and mortar versus a kiosk style stores?
We've got five that are kiosks that we wanted to make sure that there was an entry level so that the local people would have an ability to actually own and have their own brick and mortar, even
right,
though it's
right.
A small kiosk type. Sorry, excuse me. We've got seven of those. And then the balance of them are anywhere from 1,200 to 3,000 square foot service or food and beverage outlets.
Now, typically, when you think about doing a new development, you say, all right, we're going to hire a sales team. Maybe we'll bring in a realtor brand, maybe a Remax or someone like that. You didn't go that way. You connected with Coastal Living Magazine. That's not the traditional path. Tell us about that.
So we wanted to go with somebody that had, number one, our avatar. And so our avatar is typically somebody outside, is in the North America area, who owns real estate already, who's looking to purchase their second, third, fourth. They're either looking for lifestyle and or investment, depending, or some blend of that. And certainly Coastal Living has exactly our avatar. The brand itself is all about aspiring to the ownership of a vacation or a second, third home on a coastal. So what better marriage is there? And so it's a wonderful symbiotic relationship between the two of us. They really help feed into us their branding and style. And so it helped inform and better our product. And what we do on their end is we kind of give a physical way for their readers to actually live out the coastal living lifestyle. So obviously when you're in the media and you're online, you're in a virtual world, but when you come to Mahogany Bay, you actually get to live out what a coastal living lifestyle looks like. So we actually carry some of their branded food products and cocktails, and so we really try to bring that aspirational lifestyle of coastal living to real life.
So if I'm flipping through the magazine, I come across the full page ad, maybe I call the 1-800 number or click on the link on the website, what happens next?
So you can, number one, come down and come on a tour if you're looking to become potentially a homeowner down there. And so we do wonderful 3-day tours. We show you all around the island. It's not sales heavy. We're there really more interested in understanding what your desired outcome is as a potential second or third home buyer. And if there's a fit for you in Belize, great. If there isn't, then we hope that we can help you in any way possible to help you find the possible property that you might be looking for. The other is you might just want to come down and live and stay on property for a little while. And so that you can rent any one of the coastal lifestyle houses as well. So you might want to come down for a vacation, stay in a single family residence that has a coastal living brand. Love to have you on property. And then, of course, you get to enjoy all of the amenities of the Curio Hotel at the same time.
So if I'm a boating fan and I'm interested in participating in that, you know, these are canal properties, how would I participate in that?
So there's great options for you. You can do everything from bareback if you want to and captain your own boat to getting captain boats either of catamarans or motorized vehicles there. So lots of different opportunities.
Now, if I want beach, you know, canal properties are not great for swimming off of what's available there.
Our property itself has, you take a 6-minute ride. And we take you to one of the most beautiful beaches in the entire country of Belize. And so our property is located on canals, but the most beautiful beaches on Ambergris Key are on the west side. And so we built an absolutely fantastic piece of property out there, its own beach club, pristine beaches, and sunset views, which are fabulous.
In the Caribbean, the trade winds, the prevailing winds, come from the east. So all those east-facing beach, if you think about Cancun, you're just getting hammered by the surf. On the west side, you're on the leeward side. Are you dealing with big surf, or these are gentle beaches?
Gentle beaches. So they're all gentle beaches. And what's wonderful down there is our trade winds are typically anywhere from 10 to 15 miles an hour all day long. So it's really nice.
It's quite
comfortable,
refreshing,
very
even
refreshing.
In the heat of summer.
Absolutely. And so there's only about 15 days a year where it's absolutely still and we all notice it. But
right.
But the rest of the time, it's beautiful.
Well, that's awesome. What's next for you after Mahogany Bay?
So we're in discussions right now. We're looking at a project in the United States. We're looking at a couple of other projects in the Caribbean. What we're looking to do is continue to lever what we've done currently, which is we think we've done a really good job of coming up with good construction technologies that we think we can implement elsewhere. We think we've come up with a good brand for our hotels themselves, and so really looking to lever kind of the investments that we've made in the last 4 years and to bring them into new markets.
A couple of weeks ago, you were speaking at Agent 2021 in the Dolphin Stadium.
That's correct.
Was it full to the rafters? 50?
No. So Agent 2021 was with Gary Vaynerchuk, which I'm sure you're a fan.
Yes,
everybody's
absolutely
a fan of Gary. No, he did a great job, and it was all about people who are kind of in the middleman. And so I was just delighted to be able to share the stage with him and his team. And we had the biggest group that he had there was all the real estate people. So really fun.
That's awesome. Well, Beth, great to see you again. You know, we get to connect every few months, and so thanks for joining the show.
You bet.
And we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thank you, Victor.
All right. Thanks, Beth. Wow, what an amazing conversation with Beth. There's so many powerful lessons buried in that conversation. I mean, think about it. Starting to develop a 4-star hotel in a place where there was no infrastructure, the roads weren't paved, there was no electricity. It's amazing to consider. And there wasn't even the labor to actually do the construction. So rather than bring the labor to the site, she brought the construction to the labor where it existed on the mainland and transported the modular buildings in panels on barges and then had them assembled on site. What an amazing approach. The creativity. There's just so many powerful lessons in this. If you are stuck, most people would have given up long ago, and instead she sought a creative solution. In a country that wasn't even her own native country. This wasn't her backyard. She had to marshal the resources and convince people that were part of a different culture, people she had no relationship with, to follow her lead and make this happen. $250 million project in a foreign country. That's amazing. What a testament to her leadership. What I love about her as well, she's extraordinarily modest. She says, yeah, we did this. We figured it out, where most people would have just, like I said, given up. So look at the obstacles that you're facing in your life and ask yourself the question, am I truly, truly being resourceful enough to get this done, to overcome whatever is standing in my way? In the meantime, and as you're thinking about that, have an awesome day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.